When it comes to the origin of most metal and rock bands, we expect them to come from the United States, Europe and Australia. However, one unlikely band has become famous in the hometown of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, even though music performed on instruments is forbidden by some conservative Muslims. The rockumentary Rock Kabul features the first Afghan metal band, District Unknown, and explores the rise of the band and pressure not to perform by some conservative members of their community. Kevin Suarez asked director and musician Travis Beard what he is hoping to capture with this film.
I think all my work in Afghanistan has been about showing the other side of the story in regards to what the mass media sort of presents and shows of Afghanistan. They look at a very sort of small slither of the life and society in Afghanistan. And mainly that's due just because there is, you know, the limited amount of time that they're in the country. Whereas I lived there for 7 years, and therefore I think my film will show everyday life, which is as much important as the sort of conflict itself. And I think that through the five boys in my film, you see that there's a lot of downtime inside conflict, and therefore things like, you know, cultural activities, freedom of expression and so forth can grow and be nurtured in this kind of other parts of the time in the conflict zone.
Were there any surprising developments while you were working on the documentary?
Anytime you make a film in a country like Afghanistan, there's surprising developments. Everything from departure of characters like Lamar, and at that point, Lamar was our main character, and it kind of was the rug was pulled from under my feet because I all of a sudden didn't have someone to lead the film, and it took me another year of searching the other characters, and then luckily Yosef came along and sort of took the place of Lamar. But beyond that, there's just the insecurities, the instabilities, and the unknown in a country like Afghanistan, that you're always on your guard and you're always waiting for something new to sort of pop up. And whether that be when we were organising a concert or trying to get the band to produce an album, or, you know, the power cuts which are constantly happening every day and the equipment blowing up, it was just you're always on the move and constantly sort of adapting to the environment as it changed every single day.
You're a guitarist, but did you want to step in to help improve or change the band's style when they were first starting out?
No, they were absolutely terrible. But I was lucky enough to be in a group of musicians that wanted to mentor this band. So we had a drummer, Andreas, a bass guitarist, Archie, and a vocalist, Ruth. And we all helped mentor them. And in a sense, all we did was gave them the foundations of music, because they didn't know anything about music in regards to the theory side of it. So we gave them that. But their own sort of exploration and sort of path in regards to metal was something that they sort of took on themselves. We gave them the building blocks. But once they knew how to actually make music, then it was really their own sort of journey in a sense.
You've been involved with the music scene in Kabul for years now. How did you feel about putting on rock concerts for the people living there?
Well, originally there was a bit of conflict of interest because I was being funded by the American embassy and subsequently another 9 embassies to put on these festivals. Now, these are the same agencies that are perpetuating the war. So it was a bit of a tricky one, but what I came to the conclusion was that money being spent on cultural activities instead of bombing civilians was a good way for money to be spent. So that was some way that I found a way to work with the process at hand. In regards to actually putting on a festival, putting on any type of performance in Afghanistan, there's a lot of security restrictions in place, and so you have to redesign the model of how you promote an event. We couldn't just throw adverts up on TV and local newspapers and online because certain elements like the Taliban would want to disrupt those events. So we had to take a more stealth approach, and we would create a buzz around an event, and so the local community that were interested in this style of music would know about it, but they wouldn't know about the location, the time, etc., until the actual day. And we would release the information mainly through SMS campaigns, and therefore the word would spread around the community and everyone would come together for the event.
That report by Kevin Suarez. I'm Roderick Chambers. Thanks for your company.